Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that's loved you so true.
It's a good thing you like my coffee, Bill.
Well, you know, spring break is about to hit, Molly. There'll be an onslaught of noisy, smelly backpackers any day now.
Do you think there will be any cowboys?
Mostly just city slickers. Out here once a year, pretending to be cowboys. They'll traipse up and down the Pariah Canyon and do the Escalante for a week or two, eating freeze-dried beef stew, dehydrated peaches, and drinking black coffee. They stop by the Berry Lodge just to act rugged and rude.
I'd sure like to meet a cowboy.
Do not adjust your radios. This is Community Speaks on KBBS. A very good morning to you. I'm Brady Safranik, and you just heard from Tom Spence here with Wyoming Writers, Inc. and Jennifer Romanowski with Creekside Performing Arts, talking about a dinner theater fundraiser that's coming up. Guys, thank you for taking the time here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And Jennifer, we'll start with you with Creekside Performing Arts. Tell us a little bit about this dinner theater.
Well, what you just heard was an excerpt from one of our two plays that we are going to be premiering on Saturday. Those lines came from The Virginian, a comedy. And the other one is called Dirty Ice, which is another comedy. We're very excited. They were both winners in the Wyoming Writers, Inc. script writing contest that was sponsored probably about 6 months ago, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And Creekside Performing Arts partnered with the Wyoming Writers, Inc. to unveil these world premiere plays at our dinner theater fundraiser this Saturday.
Okay, and so that's going on this Saturday. Where is that?
It's going to be at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. It's going to start at 6:30 p.m., It's going to be a three-course meal catered by the Invasion Bar with a cash bar and a few prizes. The way that we envision the evening going is that you arrive at 6:30, you get to schmooze and enjoy yourself. It'll be salad. Once the entree is served, that is when the Virginian will premiere, and that's going to go about 20 minutes. Then the entree will be clear, dessert will be served, and that is when we're going to premiere Dirty Ice.
Okay, so these performances are fairly short.
Correct. They're specifically designed for dinner theater, so we're talking 20 to 30 minutes max.
Okay.
With a small cast, probably, I think it's four individuals for Dirty Ice and five individuals for The Virginian. We're very excited. We've been working very hard on memorizing our lines. We want to do our playwrights justice when we unveil them. The contest was open nationwide, and the winners hail from Wilson, Wyoming, and Casper, Wyoming.
Okay.
You can get tickets via any of our board members and actors. You're probably going to be hearing them asking you if you want to come. It's only $35 a ticket for the two plays, the dinner, and whatnot. We do have tickets at the door, but we would prefer that you call sooner rather than later, because we can guarantee you a meal by Wednesday morning.
Okay, so if they show up and pay at the gate, there it might just be theater.
Correct, okay. And then we would consider a nice donation to Creekside Performing Arts.
Okay.
They can contact me at 307-620-5226, or they can stop by the Jim Gatchell Museum where I work and get tickets that way.
Okay, and you mentioned that you're working hard to memorize all your lines and get ready for the show. How long have you been rehearsing for this?
Let's see, the winners were announced in... Refresh my memory, Tom. When were the winners announced?
Oh, the winners were announced almost 2 months ago.
Correct. So we pretty much have started since then.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah,
the casting is important, and our director, Veronica, wanted to get the right people in the right spots. And so I think that she's done that, and she's got us on our marks. And... we actually think that we can pull this off.
Well, let's hope so. It's this weekend, right? So you're here representing Wyoming Writers, Inc. What's kind of your role in all of this?
Well, Wyoming Writers, Inc. is a statewide writers organization. And it is a nonprofit group for all writers in the state that was founded back in 1986 in Sheridan. And we have a yearly conference, and we also sponsor writing contests and other such things, put out a newsletter, keep people abreast of what's going on. But this is the first time that I am aware of that manuscripts in the form of plays have been produced under the aegis of Wyoming Writers. And it was a great collaboration with Creekside Theater when Wyoming Writers came up with this idea. And then the local writing group, Writers, Inc., which meets first and third Wednesdays at 4 o'clock in the Occidental, I'm going to say Virginian, in the Occidental Hotel Library, they were kind of the legs under getting that information out nationwide and across the state so people could enter the playwriting contest, I mean.
Yeah. So then the winners of that contest, those are the two plays that are going to be performed on Saturday?
Exactly.
And do you have names on who those winners were that wrote those plays?
Well, The Virginian was written by a lawyer in Wilson, Wyoming, by the name of Betsy Bernfeld. And the Dirty Ice play, it was written by Marion Cisneros from Casper.
Oh, okay. And so how many people, if you have an idea of how many people entered this contest?
Well, I had a pile of manuscripts. And sort through them, you know, you make a first sorting because the Creekside folks were buried in another production at the time. And then I kind of took the cream of the crop, handed that to the Creekside folks, and they made the decision after that.
Actually, from what I understand, we were strictly on board for the presentation of the plays. Okay. Your group was the one that picked out the winners. Yep, your group.
Well, then
picked
I
out the
stand
winners.
Corrected, even though I'm sitting here to be corrected.
Tom put a lot of work. Him and his group put in a lot of work in weeding out, getting the cream, and then sending them to actual judges. And then I think it was the 3-panel judge, correct? And they picked the winners.
Very cool.
Oh, you're so right. I'm just remembering. Our judges, I had to spend the time soliciting judges to sort this pile of manuscripts out. It was only when it got into the hands of the Creekside Theater that the possibility of making a good production out of these plays and seeing how they would work as theater came about.
Yeah, I would imagine the two winners are probably pretty excited. I would bet they have their tickets ready to come see the show.
Well, Casper is easy to get here usually on any night, but
I have no idea where Wilson, Wyoming is.
Well, Wilson is west of Jackson.
Oh, that's a little bit of a trip then.
Up against the Idaho border. And, you know, the weather could be a little dicey. There are only two passes to go over.
They are definitely invited, and we hope they do come to see their plays.
Yeah, certainly. That's awesome. And so, being that you've had such a good turnout for this, is this something you're looking to keep rolling with Wyoming Writers, Inc. in this contest?
Well, from my point of view, running a contest, I've run a number of contests for Wyoming Writers, so that's something I can do. But it's up to Creekside Theater to make a decision after this what they want to do.
This is our very first dinner theater. Typically, we've done 3 productions a season, an all-youth, an all-adult, and then a youth-adult show, kind of our combo cast, so to speak. This is the first time we're actually doing a dinner theater. It's the first time we're doing a fundraiser. We're very excited for the possibilities. We hope we get a good turnout. People can do at will, meaning that they can pick up their tickets at the door, but we really encourage them to call me, stop by the museum, or get together with one of our board members so they can get on our list to make sure that they have a meal.
And so that's this Saturday, and to guarantee the meal, the dinner part of the dinner theater, they got to be signed up by the end of the day Wednesday, is that right?
End of the day Tuesday.
End of the day Tuesday.
Correct. Okay. But that doesn't mean we won't have a few meals available and tickets at the door. Yeah.
So tomorrow is basically the deadline to get registered ahead of time.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, we encourage people to just stop by and see our productions. We're very excited. We probably won't make an official decision as to whether this will be a yearly, seasonal production until we see how the turnout is. But we're very excited. The cast is excited. I know the playwrights are excited. And we're just excited to have this brand new partnership with our local writers group.
Yeah, it's very cool. And if weather's a factor, it should be good weather through this week and the weekend. So hopefully that helps you out. We'll feel more like fall this week than we did last week. Felt a little more like winter. So maybe people will be out and about and check out the shows.
And, you know, just to let our audience know, if they're not familiar with the Wyoming Writers, Inc. or Creekside Performing Arts, we're both local organizations. Creekside is a nonprofit. We encourage the promotion of the theater arts in the Buffalo and Sheridan community for some people who are interested in learning stage makeup. We have people who do that. If you're interested in learning set construction, we have that. If you're interested in doing lighting or sound, we have, you know, different avenues for that. You don't have to be up front in the camera. That's why we have all of these different audience geared productions so that the youth, they can start with the Missoula Children's Theater. They can then try maybe our summer productions with their parents or family friends. And then, of course, our adult show, if they want to do it. They've always wanted to be a thespian but had to get a real job. They can continue achieving their dreams. In fact, we're going to shortly start working on our winter production. Auditions are going to be in November, and it's going to be the phenomenal 12 Angry Jurors production. It's 12 Angry Men, the famous Henry Fonda play and movie, but we're opening it up to jurors so that women can join as well.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And I would imagine that with Creekside Performing Arts, you said you guys put on a few things a year, and then just adding something new probably adds quite a bit of work on your end, at least.
It does. We love the support from our community. We love having this partnership with another local organization. We can't thank enough the Johnson County Rec District for supporting us as well. The Johnson County Arts and Humanities Council has helped us in the past with Missoula Children's Theater. We're very excited to continue these local partnerships and hopefully see if this dinner theater fundraiser is enough to kind of help continue our reach into the community, so to speak.
And I would imagine being just a week out, you're probably set for Saturday's show. But as you were talking about needing people for backstage kind of things, even if they don't want to, you know, be an actual performer, I would imagine you need quite a few volunteers to make productions like this actually happen.
We do. They can always contact us via our Facebook page. We also have an email, which is creeksidetheater@gmail.com. And again, we really encourage them to kind of maybe introduce themselves to the Creekside family through our dinner theater fundraiser this Saturday.
All right. So if anybody's looking for something to do this weekend, maybe a nice date night, here's your dinner theater fundraiser. Again, tell people where that's going on and what time.
It's at Bomber Mountain Civic Center, $35. It will start at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th, which I can't emphasize enough, is this Saturday. We're going to showcase the world premiere of two adult comedy dinner theater plays. One is called The Virginian. One is called Dirty Ice. One takes place in Utah with some backpackers and then segues into a retirement community with 50 and 60-something individuals on a kind of a comedy mystery.
Okay.
Three-course meal catered by the Invasion Bar. And it's just going to be a wonderful time.
Excellent. Talking with Jennifer Romanowski with Creekside Performing Arts and Tom Spence with Wyoming Writers, Inc. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having us.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned right here, KBBS.